Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Love Island South African mess has caused a catastrophe online, and it seems everybody is talking about how messed up like this is, and I genuinely have no words because I kind of expected it, but at the same time I didn't expect it, if that makes sense. How is the country, Dan, 80% black, and yet we only have two black people on a show like this? And this isn't one of your common dating shows that you brought up. You've branched Love Island from UK, USA, and now you're going to South Africa. There's a certain representation that you have to hold, a certain image you have to hold as you're carrying yourself through countries. I don't know why this was even allowed to... I don't even know why this was allowed to happen. Oh, my days.
Do you want to guess at why it was allowed to happen?
Well, tell me, please. I need your insight, Dan.
All right, I'm going to tell you, there's a little word here. It's called racism. Now, I feel like South Africa's got a fairly... They're fairly aware of that issue. And clearly there is some work to be done when it comes to this Love Island casting, because this was a mess. This was a whole mess. 80% black. And not only have you cast a majority white cast, but some of these people are just clapped. Like...
Damn.
You did not cast black people, and then the white people you chose after them are just some of these men. Wow. I was not here. I was like,
just
okay.
Generic, man. It's giving me generic. I just wonder what the producers are thinking, because they must be looking at all the backlash they're getting right now, and I wonder what they're thinking, all sitting there with their clown outfits on, thinking that, you know, that this was going to go great for them. Because I don't... Listen, I know that it's hard for us to watch it, so I managed to watch some of it. Dan, when I tell you, the producers were probably like... They were speaking in the background as the show was going on. As some of the cast were coming down the stairs or the introduction videos, the music went off. So I'm just like, if you're going to make a show racist by clearly, or, you know, by showing lack of diversity, then at least do it right. You know, at least do something right. This whole thing went left from the beginning. And I feel like from the way they're carrying on, from the traction they've already got and the negativity they've already got, I don't think we're even going to get a second season. It's just not going to run.
Did they do the show live, or was there just... they just missed out music and parts?
No, I don't think it was live. I think it was like a day pre-recorded, similar to how other Love Island formats are. Yeah. But they just... it's like, have you not got the licensing to the music? Like, I don't understand. How are you trying to bring Love Island over somewhere and somebody hasn't plugged in the stereo or whatever and the songs are not playing? Like, you're really doing up editing as you publish the show. It's just embarrassing. It's just so embarrassing. My issue is there's been previous Love Island shows, UK, USA. We've watched all of them. So these producers who wanted to make this version, they're making it because there's been previous seasons. So they have a baseline of what they could produce. But they've chosen and willingly chosen to follow the footsteps of not having a diverse cast. And they have no excuse because, okay, UK, USA, the UK is majority white. Cool. But South Africa is not majority white by a long shot. They have no excuse. So they picked out all these people that they thought were more digestible and appealing to a wider audience, and they thought it would work, and it's being kicked back in their faces.
And deservedly. Like, I know a lot of the other Love Island producers have... well, not the producers themselves, but the defense of why their casting is so white-centric has been focused on that, representing the population. There is really no lie you can say here beyond we just wanted to pick out the white people because we thought that's what that would get us
Exactly,
rating.
exactly. That's how sinister. That's what they wanted. They looked for what they wanted. And I'll be damned. We damn well know it wasn't just two black people who signed up for the show, or one Asian guy who signed up for the show. On an 8%, I know there must be more. And they chose not to have that. And that's disgusting. Let me play this voice note. Hold on.
Hey guys, I just wanted to give input. Like, so many things went wrong in this episode, but I feel like as someone, again, who stays in Cape Town, I literally saw this coming. So the cast was really not a surprise to me. And Murad, I saw in your video you said that you're feeling Durang. I, as someone who's seen what people are saying on Twitter, I feel like you shouldn't be sure yet. I feel like it's too early for you to be feeling him. Maybe I'm wrong, but I have a feeling I'm right, that he is gonna jump ship very, very soon.
You know what, Lou, I actually agree with you. I actually agree with her so much, because after I edited my video and put it out, I was like, am I really feeling Durang? I don't think I am. What's gonna happen is this, Dan. We have a majority 90% white cast, do you understand? Then we have this one black girl, Timna, I believe her name is. Then we have Asad, a brown lad, and then we have Durang. Durang is going to jump ship from Timna when someone else walks in. Asad gives me Anton vibes. He's just going to be a game player. And then we're going to be left with Timna. It's going to be Love Island, Australia, UK, all and USA all over again. The cycles repeat themselves. Is it the producers look for the same storyline and want to repeat that because they think that works? And it's like, it doesn't work. People just get frustrated. I don't know. The producers might think, oh, you know, this frustration is good because it starts conversation, but there's no longevity in it. People aren't going to be pleased with the season. So, no, I agree with the guy. I don't trust the guy as much anymore. I did when I first saw him because I was just seeing people of color. Any person of color, I was like, I love you, because I was just lost seeing so many white people. So that's why.
It's straight into Lord. That. Issa Rae, I'm supporting anybody black. You walk into that show, you got my support until you do some sideways
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. That was my mentality. That's my mentality. But at the same time, I was like, wait, am I seeing a Danny? Am I seeing a Caleb 2.0, 3.0? Oh. At this point, it's 4.0, because how many of these people have we seen on these shows? So I don't know, man. Love Island needs to collect themselves. As I said, I've been to Cape Town, so I have somewhat of an understanding, a very limited understanding, as opposed to people that live there. But I used to see so much crap. And you see so much imbalance there, and it's crazy. It's a whole new world, and it's really flipped. And you just see a lot of it, and it's really under the rug. Like, people pretend they don't see it, but it's all right there. And I just find it dirty, man. It's just bottom barrel. And I feel like, you know, maybe this is a good thing because it engineers more conversations. I don't know. It makes people more aware if they weren't aware of it. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I kind of don't buy that, because I'm like, we're aware of this issue. There's been enough seasons of not only Love Island, but reality TV in general, that we know the race issues that pop up. And if you aren't going to confront it directly on the show, if you aren't going to pick a side and hopefully pick the side of progress, then you aren't raising the issue. You're just stoking fires and getting people mad because it gives you good interactions on Twitter. It gets you trending. That's what they want.
Right.
They'll be in their offices.
I meant in terms of raising awareness for people who may not know what's going on in South Africa post-apartheid. A lot of people don't understand the racial tensions because they don't live there. So this engineers that kind of conversation of making people aware that, you know, we're not surprised because we see this in our country. And some people may just not know what goes on in South Africa. Some people are quite aloof like that. But at the same time, I do see your point. A lot of people do stuff for frustration these days itself. But I don't think it sells as great as people think it does. I don't know. Let me just play this voice note.
As a Nigerian American, it is so super disappointing of the casting for Love Island South Africa. I hope they don't do this white casting with Love Island Nigeria, because I can't let... Please let that not happen.
Crystal, if Love Island Nigeria is 90% white, I'm deactivating off YouTube. I'm deleting my life. Because that's what I'm doing. At this point, I've had enough. If that's what Love Island Nigeria does, I don't think they will do that, but I will deactivate my life. That's all I can say. I don't know about Love Island Nigeria. They haven't announced it. I don't know if you've seen anything, Dan, but I haven't had anything.
Yeah, I did. I looked out for it a bit, but I haven't seen anything. What I found funny on the South Africa one was they didn't do any cast announcement before this episode. So nobody knew who was going in. And I was like, okay, so you've done this. because you understand that there is a problem here and you are going to get dragged. So what I don't understand is why there wasn't a meeting the day before, being like, we're uncomfortable announcing this cast. Maybe let's mix up the first people that are going in and not give ourselves this problem.
I don't understand. I don't get it. That is also a good point, because they messed up PR-wise completely when it comes to posting of the castmates a week before, 5 days before they do a video with the cast. That's what we see. So nobody's going to, there's no momentum behind the show because nobody's talking about it because they don't see the cast, as you said. Now, that's probably why they feared it, because people were going to be upset and have reactions. So they should have changed it, but they decided not to. They willingly decided not to.
It's not like you've not got another 20 people on standby being like, are you ready to come into the villa? We're going to take you now. Just call up a few of those a few days early. Be like, look, you're going in, and then sub in some of the whiteies in this safe. But, you know,
I should have just done more. Yeah. The fact that at least make it 50% each. If you want to go down that route, at least make, you know, 5-6 people. At least invite more black people onto the show, as opposed to being, you know, 90% cast, not even 90%, 95% of a cast, and three, like they could have done that too, but they're just not in sync. And it shows you how messed up some people.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What are when it comes to the South Africa and how deep it is over there, that they don't even understand it. There's no awareness. Even after the social unrest and the protests that were going on in the US and the UK, you would have at least thought something in 2021, but they're not. But I feel like they need to be called out, you know, on their necks, and they need to be dragged, because you can't be doing stuff like this publicly. It's so damaging to the majority black population and Asian population in South Africa who watch a show like this and they're like, oh wait, we're the majority, but we're not seeing that. We don't matter. We're not important. We're not appealing. We're not attractive. We're not the ones that people want to see. And young people who are watching this as well in their teens, they're going to be looking at this thinking the same thing. It damages them to such a level. I don't know, man. I know Nelson Mandela is pissed.
Not Nelson Mandela is mad about this. No, not that. But you make a good point. Like, and it just ties into that idea that TV and film still haven't gotten over, no matter how many times we prove it wrong, that whiteness is the thing that is safe and sells. So it reminds me of sort of like Marvel movies, and how it took them until Black Panther to have a black-led movie. And then Black Panther destroyed records around the world because black people show out and want to see stories about people like them. And blackness can be something that sells through TV and through film. So this is just a cowardly decision. There's just cowardice all over this. And you shouldn't need that for a show about heterosexual nonsense. It should be fun. We should be able to go in this and have a laugh and not be scared for the black girl. But no, you just want to keep making choices that make this a stressful experience for people of color who watch it, which is just a madness to me.
I wonder if they'll speak about it. I wonder if they'll like address it in a statement, because the reaction seems to be pretty strong from people online on Twitter, including me. But I feel like they are definitely seeing it because everyone's tagging them, and they're new accounts, so they definitely are going to be aware of a reaction of a new show to see if people like it or not. So I do wonder if they're going to address this, because or in a statement or something, because if they keep ignoring it, people are going to. Because it's becoming an issue where it transcends the country. And what I mean by that is, I'm seeing people on Twitter from the UK and the USA who are also expressing a lot of frustration. So I do wonder if they will. I don't think they will, though. I would want them.
Yeah, but I imagine they aren't going to say a thing. I'm enjoying how apparently the conversation that's not about race is about height, and apparently everyone's too short or something. I'm like, you people really aren't seeing the real problem here, are you? Focusing on people being short.
And then we have the white girls on the show screaming "tall, dark, handsome" every single minute. I don't think
they don't know what that means.
I'm sick of this "tall, dark, handsome" crap, man. I'm sick of it. Like,
you just want a white man with brown hair.
Just say "tall, dark haired," man. Just say "dark haired." I hate when they say "dark" because it's not what you mean at all. But I don't know, because Love Island season 5, the season, the Amber one, if you think about it, Dan, there was a lot of diversity on that show. There were a lot of mixed race individuals, a lot of mixed race black individuals overall on that season. So Love Island have done it, and well, it's proven to work. Love Island season 5 is the highest watched season of Love Island in history. So this is a winning formula, and it has proven. What I noticed is when Love Island South Africa were doing a trailer, and they were showing clips of other Love Islands, they rarely showed any black people in the trailer. So I feel like this is some deep hatred that they still have and they're lingering onto, and they think an all-white cast will be great. Apparently they're showing it on a channel that is majority white subscribers, but I don't care, because it's a show that's going to reach people globally. So people are still going to talk about it. I don't know, the producers are just dumb, man. They're just all dumb. I'm tired. Yeah.
It's they just never learn, and they won't learn until the pressure's put on and they see ratings go up when black people are the focus, and they see rating goes down when it's just whiteness thrown in your face all the time. And that's not to say like we don't give like the white people in there a chance, because we do. We want to see people in there have fun. We want it to be a good show. We just don't, this shouldn't have to be a scenario where we have to have these conversations about a little reality TV show. But it doesn't matter where they do it, they all seem to make the same decision, and it's still confusing to me.
Right, it's not like people take this, like white people may take this personal and be like, oh my god, you know, we don't want white people to not feel love. No, we want them to feel love, whatever, but we've been overexposed to that. We want black and brown people to feel the same thing. We want them to be represented in these dating shows, and I don't think that is a problem, because it can happen. It's happened before, and it's something that they can easily do. If these producers can so carefully control the narratives and storylines of these castmates, and they know who to bring in because of who likes who, and they know exactly what to do if they want to make it diverse. But they make that choice. They willingly make that choice for a reason. Because this is what I mean. When it comes to these productions, it starts from within. This anger and frustration isn't at the castmates. It's more so at the production and the team and behind and what builds this. And I'm actually shocked. I didn't expect it to be like that. I didn't think they'd be that dumb, Dan. I did not think they'd be that dumb for them to
come out. I'm with you.
Like, I didn't. Like, I just feel like they'd at least bring in a few more. But to bring one of each, you're only bringing one black girl in a majority black. That's mad. Like,
and you're right to bring up, like, season 5 UK, because it was really diverse, and that made it really fun.
If you think, it was so diverse, if you think about it. Like, yeah, you had Maura, Molly Mae, Amy, and the white girls, but you had so many. You had Jordan, you had Amber, you had Anna, you had Ywande, you had Michael, Jordan, Ovi. Like, the list just goes on.
Danny, and we had so many people of colour and so much diversity in that we were allowed to have a few. Some of them could be villains. I remember the pure hatred I had for Danny during his entire time in that villa. If he's the only person of colour in there, that is difficult for me to hate him, because I want to see him succeed. I still kind of wanted to see him succeed, right, but I also wanted to see him fail, mainly. And that comes when you get diversity. You're allowed to have villains of people you like and people you don't like. And this whole thing, it just makes the show more fun than seeing... I've just looked up to see the couples, and they've all coupled up according to race, which is interesting. Ooh,
I'm dead. Some of these boys, I know. Man. We see that as well. That was similar to Love Island. You see, like, when it comes to Leanne and Michael. Sometimes you just did. You generally do, but sometimes they like to categorize that as if that is the you've kicked the box of diversity because you brought two people in of color, and suddenly now they will match with each other. Happy days, and you know, we've sorted that out now. We can park that in the corner. That's how it kind of comes across. It was just, yeah. No, I think I made a good point. Love Island season 5, the diversity work, that was amazing. That was amazing. Chef's kiss. That season was lit, and that we enjoyed it. And everybody just liked Danny for what he did to you one day, and et cetera, et cetera. And other, you know, national productions should emulate that success because that was the highest rated show. But they're too dumb to do that. Like, Love Island USA wasn't that bad when it comes to diversity. You had a lot of people here and there, but and neither UK or USA are majority black. So if they can do it, why can't a majority black country do it?
Yeah, there's literally no excuse for this.
There's no excuse. That's why people are really upset. And that's why they need to produce a statement. But as you said, I don't think they will.
I would be shocked if they released a statement at all about this. I think they just power through till people stop talking about it.
Let me play this voice note. Hold on.
I have always hated the notion where they're like, I like tall, dark, and handsome. And then you actually see what they're talking about. And it's like, okay, so they're not talking about an extremely tall guy or a dark-skinned guy. They're just talking about a darker skin, as in a tan Caucasian male, which is tall, dark, and handsome. It wasn't until Love Island until I actually found out that's what that meant. I always thought tall, dark, and handsome actually meant a tall, dark, handsome black man, but you learn something new every day, so that was interesting.
Hold on, sorry, I don't know why I got a notification saying turn off your notifications whilst you're driving when I'm sitting on my sofa, but anyways, I definitely agree. The tall, dark, handsome, it's just an overused term, it's so overexposed, and we're going to see a lot of it now when it comes to Love Island UK. I can just see it. But one thing about Love Island UK that I'm now more confident in is that they won't mess up when it comes to diversity. I don't feel like they're more aware of it than other branches from what I know of. So considering the last few seasons, I'm confident in them. Not that they're the best of the world, but they will represent in a slightly better way. I just have that confidence in them now.
Yeah, I mean, it would be difficult to be worse than South Africa at it, apparently. So anything will be a step up from this one.
Don't even waste your time and watch it, Dan. Don't even waste your time to watch it because there's nothing going on.
There's me foolishly trying to find a link, searching around. There's like, let me get into this mess. I'm sitting this one out.
I genuinely thought that my TV was on mute. Like when the music suddenly went off, I'm thinking, what is going on? How have you like this prep, this mess? I don't know, man. These producers must be embarrassing themselves. I don't think there's going to be renewed for another season.
Well, you just know somebody was getting shouted at. Whoever was on quality control, who was meant to review that episode before it went out, it's got a very strongly worded email. Whereas I imagine the casting team got a very, like a good one, being like, you did a really good job. Loads of people are talking about the casting. We get loads of interaction on Twitter. Everyone's really happy. I'm like, okay. These people have just no say about these things.
I'm over Love Island, Dan, and I just want Love Island UK to return. That's the OG baby. I want my OG baby to return. We've been stripped of it for over a year, and Love Island Winter doesn't even count. So the last time we had a good Love Island was 2019. We're now in 2021. I miss my OG baby, and I want to sit and review that. That's all I want to do. Every day, ITV, 9 p.m., just sit and relax and forget my world's issues and just watch some carnage mess. That's what I want to do, Dan.
It was a good time.
This Love Island South Africa, huh?
It was a good time, is what I said.
No, it was a good time. Instead, we're getting this, and we're getting Love Island Australia rerunning season 2, but the only black girl didn't get asked again, as if anybody asked to see their season. I don't know why ITV like to rerun Australia seasons, like anybody asked. Like, I don't think we need to watch it. It's just so dead. So annoying. I don't know, man. We have 25 people in the live. That's the highest amount I've ever had. So great turnout. I'm here for it.
Nice.
Really have fun. It seems that you're really enjoying Drag Race UK. I've actually fallen off it, but apparently, I'm not gonna lie, the couple episodes I watched, I genuinely believe that Drag Race UK is better than US. It just seems more authentic.
100%. 100%. Drag Race UK is eating the US one this year.
They, I didn't expect that, though, but it's true.
I think you're on it, because what's happened in the US is it's hitting, it's fallen into a formula for how every episode is. So almost like 10 minutes in, you can guess who's in the bottom. You can guess who's winning the, who's going to be on the lip sync. You know when that mirror moment's coming, when they're going to talk about something sad and I'm going to go make myself a cup of tea or something until everyone's happy again. And it's like the even the queens themselves fall into like, oh, I'm going to be the villain. I'm going to be the one who judges everybody. I'm going to be the loudmouth. I'm going to be the sweet underdog that nobody cares about. And it's, yeah, there's just, there's no heart in it in the US one. But the UK one, on the other hand, is just fun. It's that is real. Laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know if you can leave the app but still have this going on?
Yeah, conversation, yeah. If
you
can, yeah.
You can? Hold on.
Yeah, you just open something out.
Amazing. I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that. I want to read people's tweets and know what they're talking about when it comes to Love Island, South Africa.
It's, someone yeah, said, it's not a mess over there.
The credits playing in absolute silence. Dan, the credits were playing in absolute silence, as if this was a funeral, as if this was a serious documentary.
It was the funeral for my attention for that series. It has like, it is dead and buried.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're sitting there watching it and the funeral, and it's just in silence? Like, what is that, man? That's a mess. Oh my days. Someone said, I knew Love Island USA was going to be whitewashed. I just didn't want to believe it. I actually didn't think it would be, you know. Someone said when she started speaking in Afrikaans, to take the headphones off. I just needed someone skirt on the show, on some WhatsApp shorty, someone said.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Someone says, South Africa has one of the most beautiful women in the world. This lack of diversity is deliberate and so tiring. Someone said, this cast, one black gent, one black hun. The iMovie editing, the random sound cuts, just pure pain. Wow. Some say I'm saying too much white faces for my liking for an African show. This is ridiculous. Oh my god.
Africa is the last word in that title. It says Love Island South Africa. It's not a Love Island South Afrikaans. Which they just, if that's what you want to be, just call it that show.
Someone said, I heard the camera crew speaking. Dan, the camera crew was speaking. Who
edited? No.
I don't know what.
Somebody was done. Somebody clocked out at 5 o'clock and was like, look, I've done my hours. It's what it is. It can go live.
I'm dead. That shit is funny. Let me play this voice note. Hold on.
I have to know, what is your reasoning that you don't like Love Island Australia? You seem to have a very high disregard for it. I personally loved Love Island Australia, but that's maybe because I'm biased and I like Australia, and I would love to go there someday. But I would say the first season was probably my favorite, and then the second season was okay. I wasn't a big fan of Anna and Josh. I feel like they were just kind of pushed on everybody. There was nothing wrong with them, but they just never meshed well with me. Not that they were an awful couple. They were completely fine, but wasn't really a fan of that. But what was your reasoning that you didn't like Love Island Australia, I guess I'm trying to say?
See, that's a great question, because I've always had a negative stance towards Love Island Australia. Like, I just always have. I just feel like their show is just so inherently, the country is so inherently racist, and they're not afraid to show it, and they don't care to show it, and they don't attempt to do any form of diversity. We've had two or three seasons of Love Island Australia. Dan, where are the Aboriginals? Where are they? Any of them? They don't care about representation. The country itself is littered in so much racist bad vibes, from what I hear about. And at the same time, I don't want to be, you know, living with kangaroos and have spiders falling from my ceiling, let alone all of that. But I just don't rate the country, because I feel like the country is just bad vibes when it comes to so much racism. And they sugarcoat it. Yes, every other country has issues. UK are not perfect by far, let alone the US. But when it comes to representation, they never do it right, ever. And they have the opportunity to do it right, but they don't wish to. So because of stuff like that, I'm not really here for Australia. And the Love Island season one Australia was great. They had physical fights. There was drama for sure. But representation to me, diversity to me, it matters, because people should be seeing people like them on shows like this, because they also matter. And I don't think Love Island Australia have ever cared. So that would be my reasoning. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Dan. But I don't know if you ever watched Australia. But
I watched a bit of Australia. I watched the fight videos on YouTube because I heard it was mess. And I will let you know, I was not disappointed by the level of fight that happened. And I appreciate the aggressiveness of overly masculine Australian men deciding that they were going to be complete nightmares for the viewing audience, which I appreciated as somebody who likes mess in a show. I completely get you, though. It's just like, why are we having this conversation again? Like, Australia, there is an Aboriginal community that could be represented. Australia has a massive Southeast Asian community that I assume didn't get. Was there a Southeast Asian guy or girl on the Australian one?
Not to my knowledge. There was a British girl. But they don't show it. Like, I have yet to see. Like, yes, Love Island, don't get me wrong, Australia make great TV. Married at First Sight, whatever it's called, Australia, apparently is a great show. And they make great TV. They, I'm not saying that they don't, but they willingly choose to not give an F about representation. That when I hear about anything Love Island Australia or Australia-related shows, I don't see any Aboriginals. I don't. And it's just that they're a massive community over there. They're a massive oppressed community over there as well. They suffer so much racism over there as well. And, you know, it starts from within, and they just don't care to show them. And that in itself bothers me, because representation of every single, you know, sect or, you know, race or culture, these things matter. And, you know, these continue shows, they don't do it. That's why Love Island Australia, it has a certain level of stink to me. I don't know why the show just stinks. I don't know what it is about it, but the show, I've never been in tune to it. I've tried to review the second season, but which you might see, because they're showing on ITV now in March. I don't know why nobody asked for it, but you'll see the one black girl called Cynthia who gets rejected and gets used, and it's like, you could have had more black people on the show, but you've decided not to do so. Just annoying. It's an absolute mess. Anyway, let me read these tweets and see what these tweets are saying, because these tweets are hilarious. Someone said, guys, did we just hear the production talking? Why was the black girl chosen last? Someone said, how are you going to have a majority white cast in a country where white people are a minority? It's like I'm watching Love Island UK. They are even using the term fancy. Do we use the term fancy?
Yeah, we use the term fancy. Fancy.
Yeah, we do.
My type. Bit of me, what's the big one? On paper, I swear
someone
to you, if I hit on paper.
On Love Island. Yeah, on paper, and eggs in one basket or something like this, as if we're going shopping. Eggs in a basket. Nice. I don't know what they say.
They always say, "Oh, do you really want to put all your eggs in one basket?" Which just means, do you want to start treating this one badly so you can go talk to some other one? Can you go up to some girl? What was her name? Where Jordan lost his mind because the light skin chaos got into his brain for that one day. And it was like peak season 5, Anna with the finger guns. You like her? You like her? What's her name? It's not important.
I just can't believe. Listen, I just can't believe that the end credit scenes did not have any music. I do not understand what that is about. That makes me laugh. Somebody tweeted, this team needs to get fired, and they've screenshotted the sound engineers on the credits.
Not the name and shame.
Listen, Jeff Hodd, Gary Rundle, Gavin Turner, Christo, Connor, Dion, Jason. These people need to get fired. I'm actually dead. People are not having it. Someone said, one black girl, one. I saw this coming, but I really don't want to see it. I didn't even see that coming. I didn't expect them to be that stupid.
See, I've ooh, hit the a sound point cuts where are
killing me, man.
I can. I just don't expect anything. I just don't expect intelligence from Love Island production. I've come to accept that. I'm not expecting intelligence. I'm just going to keep calling you out on it every time you do it until somebody learns a lesson here.
This is hilarious. People are really screenshotting the sound engineers' names and putting them on blast.
Yeah, like Monday ain't going to be hard enough for them. They're not walking into the office tomorrow right. morning about to get
flamed. They're going to be walking on tomorrow to do it all over again.
God bless it. They tried. Didn't they try?
They didn't, Dan. They didn't try. And that's the issue. They did not try. They didn't care to try. And I thought at least show some kind of understanding, but I will be watching. Even when it comes to Love Island USA, they misspelled the black girl's name.
No.
Ah, Lord have mercy. I just realized.
It's just disrespect on every angle.
But then spelling Timna's name wrong sums up the whole episode. After what you want. Did they not see what you one day did? Did they not see what you one day did and what she went through with Lucy and that whole nonsense last month? And then now the official account is now spelling her name wrong. And it's only her name that you've suddenly spelled wrong.
They must be doing it just to wind us up now. They just must know that if you wind up the community, it must be good for ratings or something. Because this is blatant. This is just blatant.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But I just don't think there's any longevity in you doing that. If that makes sense.
No, it's full hit and run. Just hit in, get the people talking about it for a moment, get a spike. Hopefully enough people hang about. And then also they get the chance of capturing the racist audience, which unfortunately is important. I know it's important in the US. I don't know how important it is in South Africa. I'm not the most clued up on how the situation is there currently. But I imagine if you want to capture the racist audience, that's a good way of going about it. Just little microaggressions every now and then to let them know that it's okay to be racist here.
I'm dead. But the thing is, the majority in the country are not like white. They're not people who would, you know, so I don't even know where they think they're going with this. Like, I don't, someone said, not them spelling Timna's name wrong. This is giving me major your one day flashbacks and it's only the first episode. I'll be damned if someone spelled my name wrong.
These girls keep me tired.
How's your day going? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, mate. I think we've got a voice note. I think someone's...
Have we? Hold on, let me play
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
While I love Justine, and I know you do too, I will say that I did see it coming, seeing the black couple win, only because it was towards the middle that she started becoming a fan favorite. And then her and Caleb seemed like they got really serious. Oh, fuck him. Anyways, they seemed like they got really serious. Well, you have to think, Maron. I'm going to pick your brain for a minute. What time were we in the summer? The whole Black Lives Matter thing. So, yes, they were going to push a black couple to win. That was, you know, with the time, the structure of our society at that time, you know, they were going to push that with all their might because that's what was going to bring in the views. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am.
See, now that's a good point. Now, a lot of people were talking about this as if, you know, Caleb had this intention behind that he would push that narrative. But maybe the producers were pushing it too, which I didn't think about. That part I didn't think about. Maybe the producers were also pushing the narrative, you know, we're going through this upheaval, these protests, this racial injustice. Let's put a black couple at the upfront, you know, to... And, you know, I can see... I'm not mad at that as long as either party's intentions were genuine. And of course, now we know that Caleb's intentions weren't genuine. But I don't know. Do you think, Dan, that he would have been that sinister to have that plan?
I don't think he would have been
fool Justine like that.
I don't think he would have been smart enough to have that plan. I don't trust that man's intelligence either. But I do think the producers would have thought, like, this is a time, let's give them more airtime, let's focus on their story, because those are the options that producers have to them. And it gives me any reason, it's like, why we got to keep the energy up? Because, like, the recent Black Lives Matter stuff, the George Floyd stuff, really did have an impact on every element of society, including TV, including film, that people were open to conversations and hearing that story and putting black faces forward with it. But as it happens with this stuff, that is kind of pulling away now and kind of dying out a bit. So we've got to keep up the pressure on them that, like, this wasn't a flash in the pan moment. This is a true change, a true societal change. And that even boils down into something as stupid as Love Island. Like, it should do.
But we had so many people pointing out black squares. I don't know what... I found out that I didn't see that as productive. I don't know why. And we have some people low-key archiving their black squares. I don't know what that mess was about. I don't know why you need to put a black square. Like, I just, to this day, I don't know what sense that makes, that you think... I see it as a part of a form of disrespect, that you see someone's life and, you know, and you want to equate that to a black square, or you think that's the best way to raise awareness by blocking out hashtags and putting black squares. And you had companies who were posting how many people of color were in their companies. It was all just a joke to them, because they've lost that energy that they were trying to uphold at the time, because they were doing it for their image. Because if you were so concerned about black lives and what was going on during that time, you would still be raising awareness now as you were when the upheaval was going on, or even before that. So I just find it's just comedy, and it shouldn't be comedy, but the way these people act, it's just like, you don't see yourself to be so transparent, but people can really see through your intentions, and you're trying to play up to something, and you're trying to be genuine, and you're really not. So I don't know how we got to this part of the conversation, but it's, I don't know. But, you know, this whole, that Caleb Justin stuff, may we never see that ever again. I want to just add a little prayer. May we never in our lives see that of history being repeated ever again. Because that was something that a lot of people to this day are still not over, and I don't blame them. I really don't, Dan.
I'd be mad at it too. Any man who attaches himself to the favourite girl of colour to give him a quick trip to the end and make him feel good is not one who is on my good list. I'm looking at you, Gregory, as well. Don't think I didn't know what you did.
That's Gregory, you know. Gregory, that guy was hilarious. These guys are funny, man. These guys are hilarious.
You can just never trust them.
I don't think I would. Huh?
Would I ever go on Love Island?
Yeah.
Well, let's see how, first of all, if they start an LGBT season, and then secondly, let's see how desperate I am at the time.
Okay. Imagine, what would you do if you went down and nobody stood forward for you?
I would stand there. I would show no emotions. I'd be like, well, okay, I'm about to spend the next 5 days proving why all of you are wrong by being the most charming motherfucker in here, making one of you,
right,
probably my least favorite, fall for me just so I can reject you. And that would be my revenge.
And right. If I go down there now and no one stands forward for me, somebody has to die. Somebody is dying, Dad. Whether it's the presenter, she can get it too, or the production, somebody can get it, because that's something that I can never run.
How would you, like, bring me here in front of millions of people and my mother who is watching, Dad, and not have one person ready for me?
I've caught a flight now, as in I've sat on the passenger seat. I've caught a flight. I've now arrived at the destination. I've packed clothes. I've unpacked everything to now go there, and nobody's standing forward for me. Everybody is dying. Somebody has to go, because that is something that can just never run. The presenter can get it. Listen, Laura Whitmore can get it, because that in itself is a big shame. But I don't know. Like, surely the producer, I would just talk to the producers before, and I'd be like, listen, somebody has to stand forward for me so that we can at least ride the first wave, because you realize that a lot of people, some contestants who don't actually have anybody stand forward for them, they struggle a lot. I feel like it's a big confidence, like it just smashes your confidence, especially people going in there with low self. I feel like these shows are specifically for certain people, because I do feel like some people just can't fathom. I don't think I can ever fathom it, because if I get rejected left, right, center, we're just going to pull out something and it's all going to go wrong.
It would be a madness. I'd be looking at whoever was head of casting. I'd be like, oh, so you are calling my mother ugly. This is an insult to my ancestors that you brought me here, right? And there's no one here who likes me.
Right.
Speak and then we're just going to have to fight.
That's what we have to do. We're
going to
fist up. Something
Black China.
I don't know.
Turn to the cameras. Cut the cameras dead ass. You, me, right here, right now. Let's go. Because you have shamed me in front of my people and I'm not having this.
But not Madness. Cut the cameras. No, but that's something that I cannot do. I cannot sit and do an application form, catch a flight now, 8-hour flight, to be standing there, nobody standing forward. That is just shameful.
Looking like an idiot on Twitter. Got Pretty Little Thing tweeting about how sad they are for me. I'm not having this.
These generic fashion labels with their nonsense and how they make their clothes in like sweat places and pay people under nonsense, and then obviously want to come and be best friends when it comes to the show. There is so much problematic stuff.
Having a bunch of people on Twitter being like, oh, I would have stepped forward for Dan, and I'm like, well, where were you in my real life? You would step forward for me now.
They want to do this with retweets and all this nonsense, but nothing trumps Love Island South Africa's mess. I'm never going to get over this, because not only are you going to have a majority white cast in a majority black country, but the end credits music is not playing, is being cut off, the production team are speaking behind the scenes that is coming onto the show. That shit is hilarious. Is hilarious, man.
Brings it back to that question. How did these people colonize this planet?
I just don't understand it, man. I'll never understand it when it comes to specifically in South Africa, because the shit that I see over there and the way they treat people is just disgusting. It's honestly disgusting. And people pretend that there's some people that I've met over there in Cape Town. I've met people through friends, and you know, they have this kind of accent and stuff like this. It's kind of, and they, the way they look at people and speak, they think they're so elegant and better. It's dirty, man. It's such a weird mindset. I don't know. It's just messed. Not that London is any better, but I'm just, I don't know. It's just weird. It's very weird. Anyways, this has been, we've already gone past 40 minutes. That's been quick. But anyways, thanks for joining me, Dan, on the second episode. I feel like people will definitely like what you have to say. And we've had a lot of listeners today, way much than my last two shows.
Have you got a busy week ahead, Dan? The success. I like it.
Have you got a busy week ahead?
Yeah, you know, got a 9-to-5, got podcasts to do. So,
how's the podcast going?
Yes, good. It's all good. If people want to catch it, you can find me and my mate Nick running a podcast called The 802. Find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, talk about LGBT issues, pop culture, get interviews with some LGBT creatives as well. Another show on Fridays where we just get into some true, true mess. So you can find us there.
Not true mess. That sounds
true mess.
Damn. And you know when Dan says mess, it's mess. So, it sounds a lot. Let me play this voice note.
I personally always thought what it would be like if I was on that show. I don't know if I would be able to live it down if no one stepped forward for me. Or if I stepped forward for a guy, and then he, you know, was like, I'm the only one that stepped forward for him. And he was like, I'm going to go with that one. And it's not me. We've got a problem. We've got a literal problem. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. When I first seen that, my jaw dropped to the floor, because I was like, I didn't know that, you know, no one would step forward. I thought maybe they'd get coupled up at the end. Oh my God, it's just awkward. And then when you, no one takes you, and you're like the last one standing, and you just get coupled up with a random person, it doesn't work. It never works. You end up just being friends. Everyone's all coupled up. It's a shit on your confidence. Like, it's a shit on your confidence.
No, but Loki, she's right, because that is the worst. When you see other people, you know, first coupled up because they like what they see, and then you are lumbered in the friendship couple, and you're having these forced friendship conversations in the first week or so, and it just never works out. And these bombshells that come in, I'm not your taste. I just remind you of Samira and the journey that she had on Love Island was so sad, man. It was such a mess.
See, I was thinking Anton and the dark version of that.
Yeah, Anton had a vicious version as well. Both of them. Both of them had just awful times on the show where it was just friend after friend. It's as if they went on the friend island. This is basically what they whilst their friends and peers, whilst their peers were making up love, finding their one to be like Molly Mae and Tommy, you then have the other ones who are literally going there to make more friends. And I'm not mad at that.
I love Friend Island.
Right, I love Friend Island. I'm not mad at Friend Island because I just feel like you can go there, make your friends, food, and make some coin when you get out. So it can definitely work out for you, but obviously it's embarrassing at the moment of time. It can be damaging there for a lot of people who have low self-esteem. And I don't deep that, but when you think about it, like, it's hell. I don't know why you put yourself through that.
Let me remind you of, you remember Montana?
Yeah, Montana, yes.
Montana aced the Friend Island game and how to play it.
Right.
She went through that nearly that entire show. Just, I'm friends with everybody. Everyone likes me. People come in to try and get me. It ain't going to happen until that Alex boy came in. They had sex for 20 minutes and then she was eliminated almost straight away. It's like,
she was just there for the food. That's all she was there for. She just
wanted to eat.
She just wanted to eat and chill and get a tan. And, you know, she obviously made a cute coin from her time in the villa, even though it was a while ago, 2017. She made a cute coin. So I definitely agree with you. But I feel like it can be damaging in the moment when you're seeing people around you and you're just continuously struggling. So is that your cat?
Yeah, she's screaming. That's kind of I think that's sad. I got to go.
Yeah, I think she's saying that you got to go. And I feel like we've got to wrap this up because it's been 50 minutes of Love Island mess. We'll just see. I don't know. I'm going to review Love Island South Africa for the next week or so. God willing, just going to keep reviewing it and seeing how it goes. And I'm just going to see the mess that it portrays. But thanks everybody for tuning into the show. And thanks Dan for gracing me with his time to the show. And we'll catch you guys soon. That cat is hilarious.
Yeah, my cat knows a lot.
Cat is so funny.
I keep well, you know where she is.
Huh? Literally, you know, a minute down the road. Like, it's not as if you live up to North London. You literally live a minute away from me, and I still haven't come to your house to see your cat. But here we are.
It's pandemic. There's rules.
Now, look, everybody clapping for us. Thanks, guys. And we'll catch you guys soon. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye.